107.7 WIVK. Hey, I'm your cowboy pal, Gunner. Good Sunday morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great one with the family. Right now, another special edition of Voices from the Front, as we take you live to our heroes on the front lines in the war against terrorism. We're broadcasting with our 278th Armored Cavalry Regiment, live from Iraq, and we are talking to Sergeant Shane Mills. First off, Sergeant Mills, good Sunday morning to you. Actually, Sunday afternoon over there where you're at.
Yeah, it's almost 4:30 over here right now.
Wow. Sergeant Mills, basically tell us where you're from. I know you're an East Tennessee soldier, and basically how you got involved with the 278.
I am originally from Michigan. I had moved down to Knoxville April 1st of last year, and actually transferred. I'm an active duty AGR soldier, and came to 278th, and was told I'd be deploying later on in the year, and here I am.
Okay, so you basically volunteered to deploy, is basically what you're telling us there, Sergeant.
Yes, I actually got back with the Michigan National Guard. It's been 2 years about. It actually was March 3rd, and I got back with them and had my stabilization time order before I deployed, but I didn't worry about it and just deployed with them.
Well, God bless you for multiple deployments. And you are now part of the East Tennessee family now. You're serving with the 278th. You got your big orange paraphernalia. Are you into the big orange thing now?
I am.
All right. You are one of us. All right. Sergeant Mills, you've got family, of course, now living in Knoxville. Is there anybody you'd like to shout out to?
My wife, and then my wife Lacey and my daughter Sophie, and people I work with there in Knoxville when I'm back home there, Stephon Melissa Maples, and Captain retired Christopher Doak.
All right, excellent. I know you all are working hard. Basically, what is your? You can tell us, maybe describe your job description, what you do on a day-to-day basis over there in Iraq.
I'm taking care of the troops, and it's my full-time job as well. I'm an admin NCO over here, and making sure people are getting promoted, paid, and they're getting awards for doing outstanding work and helping out wherever I can.
Sergeant Mills, we have a patching ceremony on WIVK.com on our news. The video of a patching ceremony over there. Basically, describe that to the WIVK listeners. They can go to IVK.com, click on our news, and see it. But what was that, sir?
That was where people who had not deployed before got their first combat patch.
Oh.
For being overseas and being recognized as being with the and deploying with the 278th Armored Cavalry Regiment. It's a pretty big event, especially for the young soldiers, first-time deployers. I think one of our youngest guys is 19, just got back from basic training, so it's a pretty good event for him and letting him get his first combat tour. And you know, it's a real big event for first-time deployers.
Well, thanks to you, folks like you, Sergeant Mills, and a wealth of our 278 that have already done a deployment in Iraq. Thank goodness we have so much experience with our 278th, and that is always so important when you're in the combat zone, Sergeant Mills.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I was in a different place and doing a different job than I am now, so it's a different animal this time as compared to last time a few years ago when I was here.
Sergeant Mills, I would love to take some calls from WIVK listeners just to say hello to you and tell you thanks. Do we have another soldier up on this broadcast to talk to, or do you just want to start taking phone calls?
We do have Staff Sergeant Couch.
Okay.
Michael Couch.
Yes.
He's also here. I'll put him on.
That'd be great.
Hello?
Is this Staff Sergeant Couch?
Yes, it is.
Staff Sergeant, you sound like you're from East Tennessee. Where do you hail from?
Well, born and raised in Knoxville, living in Seymour right now.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, we got a lot of folks listening in beautiful Seymour, Tennessee right now. Let me describe it to you. Man, the sun's come up. We were chilly this morning. We're probably going to get up to about 73 today. Anybody you'd like to shout out to and see more?
Yes, I'd like to say hi to my wife, Debbie, my three kids, Michael, Matthew, and Lacey, and tell them that I love them and I miss them very much.
All right, Staff Sergeant, we're going to take some calls from WIVIC listeners. By the way, if you'd like to call in, we'll open up the phone lines right now. 656-WIVIC, that's 656-9485. Wherever you're calling from, you can talk to members of our 278. Staff Sergeant, basically tell us about kind of your background and how you got involved with our 278.
Well, I joined the Tennessee Army National Guard back in 1991 during Desert Storm. And that's pretty much how I got involved with 278, been in ever since.
So you deployed in Desert Storm?
No, I was in basic training during Desert Storm. But I did deploy with the 278 there in 04-05.
Oh, wow. So you definitely, you were there when it was the Wild Wild West for sure. And I tell you, Staff Sergeant Couch, as we've got so many family members listening, the fact that the 278 deployed at probably one of the hardest times in Iraq, actually it was the hardest period in Iraq, you know, that does a whole lot for the safety and actually the well-being of our troops. Just that experience is important, sir.
Yes.
All right. Staff Sergeant, could you take some phone calls, y'all? Could you, is that a doable thing?
Yes, it certainly is.
Because we got a ton of folks that want to say hello to you. Hi, WIVK.
All right.
You're on live with Staff Sergeant Couch from Seymour, Tennessee, serving with our 278th. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to call and tell you all that we're praying for you, and we can't wait till y'all come home, and that I charge post for you every Sunday, and that we remember you all, and we hope you're all doing okay.
We're doing fine, and I thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Gunner.
Good Sunday morning. Hi, WIVK. You're on with our 278th live from Iraq. You're talking to Staff Sergeant Couch from Seymour, Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Sam Nancy from Spring City. I'm sorry, I'm upset. This touches my heart.
Right.
And I just wanted to shout out to Sergeant David Stevens and Sergeant Staff member Michael Stevens, and shout out to the staff members that are on radio right now to the 278. We all love them, family, work, coworkers, churches, everyone's praying for them and can't wait till they get back home. And we love them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. We're proud of them, aren't we?
Bye-bye.
Yes, we're very proud of them. If it wasn't for guys and ladies like them, we wouldn't have our freedom today as we do live in America that we do.
Ma'am, if it wasn't for folks like Sergeant Mills and Staff Sergeant Couch, I wouldn't be broadcasting every day. I can promise you that. They'd shut me off first.
That's exactly correct. And we got a great crew over there working for us, protecting our country, and we just love them all. And we just keep them in thoughts and prayers daily. And I know they're coming back home, and we'll get to see them soon.
Sergeant Couch?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The line kind of broke up there for
okay.
a second. I didn't.
Well, thank
quite
you,
hear what
ma'am.
She said.
I'm going to take a few more calls. She just said she's proud of you, sir.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Hi, WIVK. You're on with our 278th live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to say thank you, sir, for serving our country.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sir. We appreciate y'all's support back home. We couldn't do this without it.
And then I really love it, and I really appreciate what y'all doing for us. And
well, thank you.
You're very welcome, and the spotlight is on y'all, Brain. And I appreciate what you're doing, and the spotlight is on y'all no matter what. I'm always praying for you and praying for you no matter what.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and
thank you,
Gunner.
Thank you, too. WIVK, you're on with Staff Sergeant Couch and also Sergeant Mills with our 278th live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
I was going to take a request out to Mr. Eric Griffey. He is over right now from Katie and Kayla.
Ma'am, could you turn your radio down and go ahead and tell the Staff Sergeant who you wanted to say hello to?
Eric Griffey.
Okay. Eric Griffey.
Yeah, we're very close friends with him.
All righty. I will get him the message.
And we have been praying for all of y'all over there, that y'all come home safe and everything.
Thank you very much. We appreciate everybody's prayers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WIVK, you're on with Staff Sergeant Couch, serving with our 278th live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we would sure like to appreciate them for taking care of us and our freedom, and that we're getting able to go to church this morning because we have the freedom.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I had a computer glitch or something.
Ma'am, could you repeat what you just said to Staff Sergeant Couch?
Well, we really appreciate them serving over there, that we have our freedom, that we're getting able to go to church this morning.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you, and we can't wait to get home to go to our normal churches ourselves.
Staff Sergeant, where is your normal church?
I go to Sevier Heights Baptist Church on Alcoa Highway.
Wow. You go to a rather large church, sir.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I started going there when I met my wife, and when we first joined the church, it was about 250, 300 patrons, and now they're averaging 3,000 plus.
Wow. Man, that's awesome. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, well said. WIVK, you're on with our 278th live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Francis Long in Rockwood, and I just wanted to say hi to my son, Michael Grigsby, who is serving with the 278th. This is his second deployment. Just wanted to let him know we love him. We're praying for all the troops.
I will let him know. I know him personally.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And what was your name?
My name is Francis Long.
Okay, Francis. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I know you're proud of your son, Francis.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Excellent. WIVK, you're on with our 278th live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I would just like to say that I'm very proud of all the soldiers for what they do and send a special shout-out to my son, Jake Hodge, who's over there right now.
Thank you, ma'am, and I will let him know.
All right, thank you.
Where is your son from? Where do you all live?
I'm from Madisonville.
Madisonville, okay. Well, I know you're proud of your son.
Yes, I am.
We are, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great Sunday. WIVK, you're on with our 278th, and you're talking to Staff Sergeant Couch. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank every one of them for their service. I'd like to thank God for our country, and I'd like to thank God and pray that we can get them boys home and get them all home as safe and as many as we can, and I thank every one of them for what they're doing for us.
Thank you, sir. We thank you for your support.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. It ain't nothing to what you're doing for us, and I sure do appreciate it, and I don't know if you know Marvin Stanley or not, but I really pray for him a lot. I sure am praying for you guys, and I hope y'all can get home.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. It's good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Thank you, sir. Iraq is obviously still a dangerous place, but the fact that we have so much experience with our 278th, I'm sure our troops are going to be fine for the families listening. WIVK, you're on with Staff Sergeant Couch, serving with the 278th Armored Cavalry Regiment, live from Iraq. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Denise Howard from Powell, Tennessee, and I just want to say hi to my nephew, Private Josh Stevens, that's serving over there. We're so proud of all of them, and if there's anything at all that they need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We appreciate that, and we thank everybody for all their support while we're over here.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. WIVK, you're on live with our 278th in Iraq. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Janet Pickett and Henry Pickett from Spring City, Tennessee. We have two nephews, David Stevens and Michael Stevens in the 278th over in Iraq, and we just want to tell them we love them and we want them back home safely. And we appreciate what all of them are doing for us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. It's going to be fine. DK, you are on with Staff Sergeant Couch, serving with our 278th. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen, Mike's sister. We just want to say we love you and we miss you and can't wait till you come home. Your mother says hi and your brother-in-law says hi. Bye.
Did you copy that?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay, good.
That was a little unexpected.
Yeah, and short and sweet. I mean, she said bye. Okay.
Yeah, I told her to listen that I might get to be on today.
She got through. She just wasn't on long.
She called in.
Okay. Hey, go ahead. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Gunner. This is Cheryl Phillips. The Phillips family and the Johnson family want to thank them very much for everything they do, putting their lives on the line like they do. We appreciate them and hope they all come home safe. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Staff Sergeant, we're going to take just a couple of more calls. What does it mean for you, and I'm sure you're going to be telling your soldiers, I mean, you know, with phone lines jammed of folks, and a lot of them don't even know you, but you're just like family to us. What do the calls of support mean to you?
Tell you the truth, it makes me want to cry. I mean, it just completely fills me up with pride. Well, that we have, you know, citizens like that back home, you know, that just support us so much. And, that you know, they will just go through any extreme to help us out.
Let's see. All right, if you've tried to call through, I just shut off all the phone lines. I'm sorry. You can call back 656-WIVIC, 656-9485, as we'll take a couple more calls. I'm sorry about that. My fault. Yeah, go ahead, WIVK. You're on.
Hi, Gunner. This is CSC Caps from the 844. We just come home Sunday. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Specialist Edward. He's over there, and we're together.
All righty.
And welcome home, 844.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hi, WK. You're on with our 278th live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Cindy Coleman from Madisonville. I just wanted to tell the guys that they're awesome and keep up good work, and we're praying for them.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the prayers.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you very much. We had a caller who asked if there was anything that you all needed. Don't hesitate to ask. And it's kind of, you know, Staff Sergeant, first of all, from the families, and I hope the families of the 278th already know this, as far as material things, you probably have about everything you need over there, don't you? As far as the Army supplies you great food, or, well, I won't say great, but, you know, what... It's chow, anyway. Is there anything in particular that you might want folks to get together and maybe a church group or something send you over there?
You know, the PXs that we have over here, especially on a lot of the bigger bases, have just about anything that anybody would ever want or need for that, you know, for that fact. But a lot of the smaller bases... You know, their PXs aren't that big, and they don't, not able to handle a lot of volume of stuff. So whenever they get a few things in, you know, it'll be gone within 10, 15 minutes. I would say mostly what everybody likes over here is junk food.
Okay. Junk food.
Junk food, you know, potato chips, cookies, crackers, candy.
All right. Junk food's on the way. Hey, WIVK, go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name's Freddie Dawson. I was having to say with the first tour, 278 with the first tour whenever they went over. I want to just say one thing to the president and their commanders. Just get out here and get our time going when they, you know, have a job.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't hear you. I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. We just... Having problems with the phone lines. Are we going through a computer? Is that it, sir?
Well, we're going over the internet. It's a internet phone is what it is.
I got you. Let's see if we can do one more call here. Hi, WIVK. Go right ahead, please. You're talking with our 278.
My name is Tammy Kulik. I'd like to say hello to my son, Specialist Dotson, and tell all the guys how proud we are of him.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it.
Specialist Dotson, where is he from?
He's from Sweetwater.
Wow. Got a lot of money.
Sweetwater. I know him, too. A couple of years back, I used to be in the Sweetwater unit.
Oh, well, good. We're really proud of you guys. This is his first deployment, and it's a little hard.
I can understand that, ma'am.
We appreciate everything you guys are doing. We love you guys, and just want to thank you so much.
Ma'am,
thank you.
It's all
we
right.
Love all you all back home too.
And you know what? The amount of experience we've got over there is just pretty much unprecedented, ma'am. I mean, the 278th has got so many soldiers that were there in 04-05 time frame. It'll be fine, okay?
Oh, I know he's fine. I talk to him on the internet every once in a while, and I know he's fine. But I just wanted to let you guys know how much you are appreciated.
Right.
And I just wanted to give him a hello.
You just did.
Thank you,
guys.
Yes,
you did.
All right, great. One more call, WIVK. You're on with our 278 live from Iraq. Go ahead, please.
As my son served with the 278 of Athens group on their first tour over, he came back, been out, a couple years. And it just, the economy is so bad, whenever they come back, they can't find jobs. And that's, we love our troops. We just support them to make sure that they get, that will work whenever they do come back.
And that's right, sir. And we encourage, and you've heard that on the broadcast pretty much straight on through when we were doing the 844th. I hope you heard how much we encourage folks to definitely consider hiring somebody from the military first. We have done that on numerous broadcasts, and I'm right there with you.
A lot of our sheriffs, they people come in here and try to get jobs with, with the law enforcement. And the higher up, sheriffs and deputies, they won't hire them because they're military.
Oh, I don't know about that, sir. I think military gets preferences for a lot of jobs around here, but thank you. WIVK, you're on with our 278th. Go ahead, please.
Yes, my name is Bobby Brock, and I have a daughter in the Army stationed in San Antonio, and she got back last November, put 20 years in, and retired in August or September, and you guys have done a great job over there keeping us free, and I send out my prayers to you. Come home safe. Gunner, I'd like to find out where I could take a big tote of T-shirts to send out to the boys up there that have the Sweetwater chapter on there, embroidered on there for them. If I could drop them off to you to have them shipped over there, I would appreciate it. If you give me a place, I could take them.
All right. The place is 3711 Old Kingston Pike. I'll get them over there.
At 3711 Old Kingston Pike.
That's our studio.
You
can go to
the 278.
There you go.
All right. Have a great and wonderful Sunday, you guys.
Thank you, ma'am. WIVK, go ahead, please.
Yes. This is Missy Steiner from Jacksboro. We'd like to say a special thanks to Michael Madrid.
Yes, ma'am.
He's over there, and this is his first time. And we just want to let him know we're praying for him. He's got a lot of youth from our church that he works with, and they're all praying for him.
Well, tell him we thank him for the prayers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Staff Sergeant, you've heard from a lot of family members today, as well as from folks that you just don't have any idea who they are, but they call in to support you. What should folks know about, you've been there through both tours. How's Iraq different now than it was from the first tour?
For me personally, I think it's a lot safer than it was. Just because of the fact that
you know, the we're over here taking care of business. We're getting done what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. And safe, but that said, still the combat zone. And I know you guys don't forget
yes.
that. Or and girls. I've got a lot of friends over there, female soldiers, sir, too. So, Well, no, do not listen to you. Come on. They're a lot younger than your cowboy pal, sir. But anyway.
Yeah,
I know that.
Okay,
good. We just can't. Anyway, I was trying to say a good thing, and it came out all wrong. But anyway, sir, thank you for being on. I know there's a lot of folks at Seymour listening right now, swelling with pride, as well as from all of East Tennessee. We certainly do appreciate you, and, you know, these weekly broadcasts mean a lot to us just to be able to folks call in and say thanks.
Well, thank you, Gunner. Could I give two more shouts out, please?
Son, take all the time you want.
I would like to thank my sister for calling in. I miss her, love her, love everybody there. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my fellow employees at Southeastern Freight Lines.
All right. Good old Southeastern Freight Lines. Well, sir, I appreciate you being
on,
and we look forward to next week's broadcast. And I would like to thank Major Mingledore for really being an outstanding PAO officer. That's just another asset that the 278th has that is just a great asset. And stay safe over there, and we're proud of you, sir.
Thank you, Gunner. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you all.